to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, at Cattlemen's Conference, our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Executive Director of Government Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Allison Rivera, to talk about the expectations for the 2024 Farm Bill ahead of the scheduled markup. Regarding House Committee on Ag Chairman G.T. Thompson's 2024 Farm Bill proposal, Rivera said NCBA is pleased with what they've seen so far.
Absolutely. So very pleased with the chairman's bill. Very appreciative of the support he has shown and continues to show to cattle producers across the country. We got every single bit of the dollars and cents we asked for in that animal health preparedness space. Again, as we're sitting here talking about more tools in the toolbox, we hope to not have to use these tools like the vaccine bank, but we need to have it for that case when we do. The chairman's mark is great. We know that amendments are going to be offered. They were rolling in late last night. The markup is today, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Should be an interesting watch if anyone is out there wondering about it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're curious to see, you know, who supports it as we move forward. But NCBA stands fully behind this bill from Chairman Thompson.
Rivera also noted some tweaks to the livestock indemnity program that will be critical for producers.
We're pleased with the conservation title, maintaining that 50% equip carve out for livestock producers. There's a lot of good movement in that space, kind of away from those climate smart borders, if you will. We want those dollars in voluntary conservation programs like EQIP and CSP. But as we move forward, there's also some good disaster payment type issues that are covered in there. Coverage for our producers with unborn calves that were lost during the wildfires in Texas. Little tweaks to LIP, the Livestock Indemnity Program, that are really going to go a long way to helping producers through those tough times. Taking another look at the drought monitor. I mean, somewhat minor things that end up being very large things to our producers. Making sure there's funding for the feral swine eradication program, which I know is huge down here in Oklahoma. So a lot of little things in there, but it's overall a really strong bill for cattle producers.
Once again, that's NCBA's Allison Rivera. Well, taking a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor map. Exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, unchanged this year. Severe drought or worse is unchanged from the past 2 weeks at 5.91%. Moderate drought or worse, now at 11.37%, improved from last week's 12.13%. Abnormally dry, now at 29.60%, also improved from last week's 32.64%. And then according to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, majority of the panhandle in southern Oklahoma, about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through June the 1st. Rest of the state, around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through that June 1st date. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.